France has the largest and probably the most worried Jewish community in Europe. A wave of anti-Semitic violence started with the latest Palestinian uprising a year and a half ago. Since then, there have been more than 400 attacks on Jewish religious buildings and businesses. Last week, members of a Jewish soccer team were assaulted in a Paris suburb. Nick Spicer reports on the Jewish community's reaction and its fears for the future.
Around 40,000 people live in the town of Bondy, just outside of Paris. 20% are Muslims, usually North African Arabs, and about 5% of the population is Jewish, people who came over in the same wave of immigration in the 1960s. Bondy wasn't known for much before. Then, last week, it earned a reputation as an anti-Semitic hotspot. Kids kick a soccer ball in one of the housing projects. Last week, on a small stadium field nearby, Jewish boys of the Maccabi Sporting Club were also playing soccer around dinner time when some 20 youths wearing masks and Palestinian headscarves came out of nowhere. They swung baseball bats and metal bars and yelled, "Dirty Jews." Parents say it was a miracle only one Jewish boy ended up in a hospital. The attackers escaped. For Patrick, a Bondy schoolboy of North African descent, the attack was somehow to be expected, even if he doesn't approve.
The Jewish army of Ariel Sharon, that's his name, right? They don't want to recognize the rights of Palestinians. They've encircled Yasser Arafat. Frankly, the Israelis have to make an effort. And here there are people who take sides, since they think they have Muslim brothers over there.
It's that outlook that is causing Roger Benamou problems. He's been the head of the local Jewish community for years and says boys are now insulting local Jews almost every Saturday when they leave the synagogue. It was rebuilt after an arson attack last year. Police still haven't made an arrest. Benamou seems unfazed by the insults, but the organized attack on the Jewish soccer team leaves him crestfallen.
It's a disappointment which breaks my heart. I didn't think they would attack a human being because people used to play together in the stadium and got along, more or less. So when my Muslim friends called me to support me, I had to tell them I am disappointed.
The Bondy mayor says the assailants are probably like the handful of suspects arrested in the recent wave of attacks on synagogues and Jewish property. Mayor Gilbert Roger suspects they are probably of North African descent, out of work, or school dropouts. Roger says they may well feel uncomfortable being French in a France they consider racist.
They think identifying with the Muslim world would be better than identifying themselves with France. Here you can encounter racism just trying to get a job or housing, and they feel angry about this.
But such youths aren't the only angry people these days. In this recent Paris demonstration, over 100,000 members of France's 700,000-strong Jewish community chanted, "The synagogues are burning, the pictures have won." They say the French media's representation of the Mideast conflict is anti-Israeli and causing their troubles here. Demonstrator Myrna didn't want to give her last name.
I have the impression, unfortunately, that I'm no longer French, but I'm just a Jew. And this is terrible. So I'm against all these people who are against Jews today, who have burned the temples everywhere. And I'm here again, all these journalists who are making not good information about the reality of the facts.
The anger against the media was so strong at this demonstration that Jewish militants attacked several reporters, putting a Spanish cameraman into the hospital. A police commissioner was stabbed when he tried to break up a brawl between Arab origin and Jewish toughs. The march was called to reject anti-Semitic attacks and to support the people of Israel. Emmanuel Weintraub is the head of external relations at the CRIF, France's main Jewish organization. He says there probably could have been a better turnout from non-Jews, especially from the main candidates in the presidential election.
They were afraid of being accused of supporting Sharon, you see, which is very silly.
But Weintraub says with 450 attacks in the last 18 months, the politicians are being too cautious.
The patience of young people, especially, who are able to fight, is wearing thin. So if you say that there is a danger of a communal war, I hope there is not. What we want from the government is more and better protection, arrests, and judgment.
Weintraub hopes more police work will be forthcoming after the election is over next month. Many Jews, however, fear the attacks will continue for as long as the images of Mideast violence are beamed to the satellite dishes in the housing projects. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.